Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In response to tariffs imposed by United States President Donald Trump, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of American goods coming into the country. Addressing a press conference in Ottawa, Mr. Trudeau announced about imposing a 25% tariff on $30 billion of American imports beginning on Tuesday and a similar tariff on $125 billion worth of American goods in 21 days. In a social media post, Mr. Trudeau said that he met with the premiers and cabinet and he will also be speaking with President Sheinbaum of Mexico. He further said that Canada did not want this, but they are prepared. Earlier, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum also said that her country will retaliate against tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump with its own set of tariffs and other countermeasures. In a social media post, Ms. Sheinbaum said that she had instructed her economy minister to implement Plan B, a strategy they have been preparing, which includes both tariff and non-tariff measures to safeguard Mexico's interests. The government has projected capital expenditure target of 11.21 lakh crore rupees in the union budget for the financial year 2025-26, reinforcing its commitment to infrastructure-driven growth. With considerable budgetary allocations for defence and railways, a record 6 lakh 81,000 crore rupees have been allocated for defence, with an increase of 9.53% from the current financial year. Railways and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Union Budget 2025 has laid the roadmap for Viksit Bharat. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnav said that the capital expenditure for railways is huge, with a gross budgetary support of over 2.52 lakh crores. The Union Budget 2025-26 presented by the Finance Minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, has received a positive response across various sectors, with businesses, industry experts, economists and the common people praising the government's proposals for tax relief to the middle class, fostering innovation and promoting skills development. The Union Budget was tabled in the Lok Sabha by Finance Minister Sitharaman yesterday. The Finance Minister announced income tax exemption for people earning up to 12 lakh rupees per annum. Adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for salaried class, the income of 12 lakh 75,000 per annum will not be taxed. In Gujarat, 5 persons have been killed after a private bus carrying pilgrims fell into a deep gorge in Dang district earlier this morning. 17 people have been injured grievously. They were rushed to a civil hospital at Ahwa. The bus carrying 48 pilgrims was going from Trimbakeshwar in Maharashtra to Dwarka in Gujarat when the accident took place. The pilgrims were from various districts of Madhya Pradesh. In Delhi, with 2 days left for campaigning for assembly elections, political parties are ramping up efforts to attract the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in RK Puram this afternoon, while Union Minister Rajnath Singh will hold rallies in Rajinder Nagar, Chandni Chowk and Lakshmi Nagar. Aam Aadmi Party senior leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold roadshows in different parts of Delhi in support of party candidates. Senior party leader Sanjay Singh is also scheduled to address public meetings today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will address a public meeting in the Mustafabad constituency. Senior Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi are also scheduled to hold rallies in different constituencies of the national capital today. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and counting of votes will take place on the 8th of this month. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appointed Major General Eyal Zamir as the new Chief of Staff of the Israel Defense Forces. Zamir, who will take office on 6th of March, replaces Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi following his resignation last month, taking responsibility for the failure to prevent the 7th of October 2023 attack on Israel. And in ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, the summit clash between defending champions India and South Africa got underway in Kuala Lumpur a short while ago. After winning the toss, South Africa women have elected to bat first. And in men's cricket, India will take on England in the fifth and final T20 International in Mumbai at 7 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.